New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong.
Positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
It's that time again where we go deep on some of our inspirational ass quotes that you posted for us. Hey, Miles, what do we have today?
Well, we got some great ones. This one's from Todd Kehoe. He sent us a pretty appropriate quote for what we do from Orson Scott Card. Here he goes. Metaphors have a way of holding the most truth in the least space.
Wow. That's what I do, Miles. I use big words to help make a long sentence short.
Yes, you do.
I get to the fucking point.
You do.
I mean, I don't miss my words, Miles.
Uh-huh.
I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Right.
And that's no excuses, man. When I bring my dish to the sink, that motherfucker's wiped clean.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I already have the soap already in the sink sometimes. So I just throw the plate in there, wash it off, put that shit away, dry it off, get a towel,
right,
a little hand rag,
uh-huh,
dry it off, put that shit away. Or sometimes I'll just put the shit inside the dishwasher. But I don't just wash one plate. I'll just wait till I wait around until I get more dishes to throw in that bitch.
Definitely, JB.
I hate those spots.
Okay.
I hate when my fucking dishwasher make them goddamn spots on my fucking china and my little glasses and shit, my wine glasses.
Nobody.
That's a big turnoff.
JB, the thing, this is like it's a 15-minute podcast.
All over that bitch.
Hello.
All kind of spots in your fucking wine glasses.
Hello.
All your rosé glasses. Now, I roll lit my rosé.
You have an emergency call coming through,
rosé is different than fucking red wine. Or red wine,
oh,
you
my
can't
goodness.
See
Does someone have a
but
tranquilizer
clear.
Gun?
You can see all the fucking spots on the fucking glass.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, okay. I
figured the noise, the loud noise we do it.
Okay.
Next one is from the People's Cup Micro Roastery. And they offer up a Turkish quote. And considering their screen name, I thought this quote was pretty right on brand for the People's Cup Micro Roastery. Coffee should be black as hell, strong as death, and sweet as love.
Wow. Now, that's either a quote or a log line for a 70s blaxploitation movie. Woo, starring Pam Grier. Oh, come on, Miles. What young man growing up didn't love Pam Grier?
What?
Woo,
she,
anything with Pam Grier.
Yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, I think she had a movie called Coffee.
Yeah. She should open up. She should open up a coffee house.
Oh man, Miles, you know how amazing that would be.
Pam Grier's
coffee.
Hot coffee.
Pam Grier coffee.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
And then she could have that quote: "Coffee should be black as hell, strong as death, and sweet as love." Like right there,
on when
the
you
sign.
Walk in there,
yeah.
It's on the wall. It's on the fucking menu.
Next one, R. Sparadio offered up this quote: "If no one comes from the future to stop you from doing it, how bad of a decision can it really be?"
First of all, if the motherfucker that comes back to stop you is you, I would look me in the eye and be like, why the fuck should I trust you? You're from the future, right? You fucked up, not me. I'm from the fucking past. You fucked up. So why should I trust you? I'll tell you what, I'm good. No, so take your ass back to the future and get the fuck out of our face. Your face and my face. Fuck out of here.
Wow. You tend to have a lot of encounters with you.
Sometimes you got to straighten you out sometimes, Miles.
Yeah. You don't think you had...
That goes for everybody out there, too.
You don't think you had anything to learn from future you?
You know what? Maybe not. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
All right. Next one is from Baby Dog Buddy. Baby Dog Buddy sent this quote, "A drunk mind speaks sober thoughts."
Now, that's true to a certain extent, Miles, but that has a lot to do with the number of drinks you have divided by your body weight, Miles.
Okay.
You got to do the math.
Yeah.
I always say do the math, man. After one drink, you fuck around with the truth. You giggle your ass off through some of the truth. You know, laugh that shit off. Some lighthearted shit, you know? But it's after two or three drinks where the truth starts to come out. And now you go irate. After that, all bets are off. That's the point where you start challenging the world and everything in it. The only truth is that the night will end with you getting fucked up. So drink responsibly.
Yeah. So that should be the tag to the quote, "A drunk mind speaks sober thoughts, drink responsibly."
They should put that on all labels of all alcohol.
Yeah. That should be a required warning on the label.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't get your ass fucked up.
Oh, there you go. I think that one cuts right
to
it.
Straight to the point.
Well, hey, I'm going to start the show. Hi, Miles. Thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Now, normally, each day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But as you see, today is a different type of show. Today we'll be consensually squeezing one of your quotes for all of its spiritually vitamin-enhanced juices. Today's quote comes from one of your fellow listeners, Chevy Chase Chick. Her 91-year-old dad, Sam, used to say, "Tate is a wonderful thing." Yeah.
Wow, I like that. It's simple, Mom.
Yeah.
It's so simple, I think we should rush back and dive into this bitch.
Okay, we'll rush back. Yeah, we need to just knock this one out. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is from a listener, Chevy Chase Chick, and the quote is, "Tape is a wonderful thing."
Now, Miles, I'm going to tell you, Miles and all our amazing, amazing listeners, you know, on the surface, this one seems simple. Now, how old is the man who made this quote?
So Chevy Chase Chick, her dad, yeah, Dad Sam, 91.
Mm-hmm. You see, old people don't mince their words. They don't mince their words. They don't have time to. They just say what the fuck they need to say. See, what Sam is saying is, don't worry about being perfect. Don't worry about making mistakes. You can always fix shit. Like tape. Tape is a wonderful thing. Oh, you know what's better? Super glue. Woo, man. Hey, Miles, you hear the story about the woman who put super glue on a man's hand and then glued it to his dick? Oh, man.
No.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
So he's stuck there with his dick in his damn hand.
It's
not having to go to work with your hands in your pants. You can't get the dick off your hand.
Yeah. Unless you're a porn star, I think that just would, they'd call human resources right away.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet the first thing on his mind was, he wished it was tape.
I think the first thing on his mind is, why did she do this?
Yeah. Something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened that caused her to do that. You know, and I don't know who to blame. How extreme did he go that caused her to do that? See?
Yeah.
Are there any sides to this story?
There's definitely two sides. But right now we're staring at the one very tragic side that this man's hand is stuck to his penis.
Yeah. Hard stuff. Hard to swallow.
Oh, pardon the puns. Like, yeah.
Pardon the puns.
Yeah.
Whew, man. Also, Miles, think about this. Old people don't waste shit.
No.
They will tape or glue or put a rubber band on anything and everything in a damn heartbeat. They ain't throwing shit away, Miles.
No.
They will tape that shit up and sell it in their yard sale, and then 2 weeks later, accidentally buy the tape shit back in another yard sale. Old people love them some damn yard sale.
Yeah, they do.
You sold that shit.
It's like an old people cult.
Hoarder's paradise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They buy shit that they don't fucking need.
Well, it's like a hoarder's convention where they get to meet each other and share hoarder stories.
That's the main thing. They get a chance to connect and see, you know, hey, is Jimmy still around? See?
Yeah. Well, here, let me go back to the quote. It's a very long one.
Yeah, give me
a
quote again.
And you know how we like to break them down. Tape is a wonderful thing. All right. So now we're really talking about tape. You know, the older people, it's an older person who made this quote. And the older person in this quote who made it, Sam, was sharing knowledge. So we're breaking down this knowledge that tape is often used by older people to fix things, to repair things that were needed or not even needed anymore.
I'll tell you what, Miles, I see where the fuck you're going at.
Yeah.
You know what other tape people also love, older people love? It's fly tape, Miles.
Oh.
It serves a certain purpose, Miles.
What is fly tape?
It's a long-ass piece of tape that they would have hanging from the ceiling to catch flies.
Okay.
You know? Now they would have the same one up there for fucking years, Miles. Fucking full of insects. So full that for another insect to get stuck on it, it would have to be circling, looking for like a parking spot.
Yeah.
Where to fucking land that was open. They didn't want to land on other flies and shit.
No.
So they would find an open spot to land at on the fucking tape.
Flies are considerate like that.
Yep. They'd be like, excuse me, is this seat taken? And Miles, old people fly tapes are always full of fucking flies, moths, somehow a fucking ladybug got stuck on there. You see that damn ladybug on there? Miles, it broke my fucking heart. You know why? Because I know damn well that ladybug don't belong on that fly tape.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
How'd you get in the house to work your way up there amongst those filthy, dirty flies?
Bad choices, hanging out with the wrong people, and there you are.
Yep, that ladybug is in a wrong neighborhood.
You couldn't even call her a ladybug anymore. You just have to call her a bug.
It just broke my heart, man, seeing that shit, Miles.
You're a sensitive person.
Miles, is there a question? Is there such thing as a gentleman bug? Like a ladybug version of a man. Is there a gentleman bug also?
No, but that it seems like there should be.
It should be. Yeah. If there's a ladybug, it should be a gentleman bug.
Yeah.
I just picture him somewhere in a cafe waiting for that damn ladybug to show up, and she never does. Sad shit, man.
Wow, you put way too much thought into that.
Love lost.
Damn. That's a sad movie.
Rehearse.
Breakfast at Tiffany's or something. I don't know, man. If that even
it's
applies.
Sad to think about that, man.
Yeah.
What happened to her? Never saw her again.
She got stuck.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, that was a detour. Tape is a wonderful thing. Maybe you think it's a wonderful thing to catch flies. It certainly wasn't a wonderful thing for that ladybug or that bug, as I call her now.
But until you say that, Miles, I start to crumble again.
Yeah, don't. Just be strong. Strong. Mm-hmm. But what other ways can we look at this tape? If Sam is dropping some deep knowledge, I don't think he's just about saying that tape is used to fix items. What other uses are there for
tape? You know
what?
You're right. Yeah. This is a man that has seniority on him.
91 years old.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. He knows what the fuck he's talking about. Also, Miles, here's one thing we didn't talk about was that tape also preserves shit, man.
Okay.
I'm not talking about scotch tape. You know, you got audio tape and fucking videotape. You can record shit, Miles.
Yeah.
Record fucking memories. Record your memories. Yes, yes, indeed. So you can always look back on who you used to be.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Tape preserves your memories. Now I don't actually mean tape, because those tapes from the 80s and 90s didn't last.
No.
It didn't fucking last, Miles.
Yeah.
Man, Miles, you know what? Back in the day, there was a lady chilling. The mood was set. You pop your favorite-ass mixtape into your tape deck. Woo, Miles, that was a fucking days right there. And then all of a sudden, you hear that fucking sound, Miles. The sound of that fucking tape deck eating the fuck out of your tape, Miles.
Horrible.
You sitting there trying to listen to Always and Forever, Each Moment with You. Oh, my God, Miles.
Wow.
You were going for your move, Miles.
Yeah.
Maybe you're rubbing on the thigh and shit in the front seat of the car.
Yeah.
You're rubbing that fucking thigh and that fucking machine starts eating that goddamn tape.
And you can't react fast enough. It's by the time it's happening, it's too late.
It's too late, Miles.
Yeah.
And you try to pull the tape out and it breaks. Then you need to get a piece of tape or some glue anyway.
Yeah.
To stick that shit back together again.
You need tape for the tape.
You take for the tape,
and,
Miles.
And even if you're able, so you get it out. Okay, you didn't pop it, so you take a pencil and you rewind the tape.
You roll it with a pencil, yes, Miles.
But then,
yes.
In the middle of Always and Forever, then it goes. It's there. It's ruined.
Oh, it's fucking over.
Yeah.
Then it just jumps to a whole different part of the goddamn song.
Yeah.
Before it clears up again.
Yeah. But I get it. But I still get, in theory, though. Here was another use of tape to preserve memories. So not only are you preserving items, you're preserving memories, times, moments.
Miles, you need confirmation of who the fuck you were or where the fuck you came from.
Yeah.
You need confirmation for that shit. People need that to move on sometimes. You know, or proof of who the fuck I used to be.
Yeah.
Shit, I was young and vibrant. You know what I'm saying? Sam said that shit. I was young and vibrant. You pull the tape out. And prove it.
Yeah. I don't know that we can quote Sam any more than his actual quote. I don't know that we can say what Sam said.
He I'm promising he'll appreciate that shit.
Yeah.
You say I was young and vibrant. They love that shit.
I'm assuming Sam is still here. I hope he is. And if he's not,
Miles. To say he was young and vibrant.
All respect to Sam.
All respect to Sam's knowledge and what he gave us.
All respect to Sam.
But that's what I'm talking about. Memories.
Yeah.
People need to know who the fuck you used to, who the fuck you are based on who you used to be. How you get here? You want to see how I got here? Hand me those tapes in that box. Hand me that box up the top shelf right there.
Yeah.
Pull that fucking box down and start running them. And then you got to pull another box with the fucking VCR in that bitch.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Videotapes. So
you need two boxes. There's a box of tapes. And then there's a box where you play the tapes on with the fucking VCR in that bitch, Miles.
Yep. You got VHS. You got Beta tapes.
Beta tapes, too. Yep. Now, VCRs wasn't as reliable. If they was fucking sketchy, too.
Yeah.
So one time I had to take a fucking VCR apart just to get the damn copy of Gremlins out of there. Just so I could take it back to Blockbuster on time.
Yeah.
They charge you extra day for that shit. Oh. You can't get that bitch out.
Charge you for everything. Charge you if you didn't rewind it.
One time, I just got so frustrated, I just brought the whole VCR back and left the whole VCR with them. Here, take it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's inside there. It's back on time, though. Don't charge me.
It's a little excessive, but yeah, I get it.
I just got to do what you got to do. Get that shit back.
Right.
So they don't charge you for extra day miles. They charge you.
Right.
You ain't watching this shit. Take it back. Take the whole fucking VCR back. Fuck it.
Yeah, but what's the $5 versus your VCR? But I get what you're saying. It's frustrating and you just wanted to not get charged. So I get it now. You have explored tape. Tape is used to fix. It's used to capture memories. I get it. I get Sam here.
Have you ever heard that term, tail of the tape? How about that one? That's another one to add to the whole list.
You did it very dramatically, like it was a science fiction thing. That's just what they say at the beginning of a boxing match.
And here's the tail of the tape.
Wow, now you turned it into a gospel thing. Like that felt like a...
Hey, some churches say that too.
Tail of the
tape. They have gospel competitions.
Yeah. And they do tail of the tape.
Yeah, everybody does it.
Okay. Well, you're in the midst of a tail of the tape. How do you end this tail of this tape?
And so, Miles, people think it's harder when the cord is so short, Miles.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not. It's as simple as you want it to be, Miles.
Yeah.
Which is what life is all about. The bottom line is, sometimes the simple ways are the best ways. And I say this. I say you live your life without fear of mistakes. See? And if you make one, relax. Pull out some damn tape and fix that shit.
Yeah.
Especially duct tape. Duct tape is fucking reliable.
Oh, man.
That shit will fix anything, Miles. They use duct tape in operations, I heard.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you can fix most anything. I will say that duct tape is a very useful thing to have. But
duct tape is fucking amazingly useful.
Yeah.
You can fix anything with duct tape, man. Broken leg, a ripped shoe, anything.
You're one duct for tape. Two there, but yeah.
You know what? You can make handcuffs out of fucking duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I think that's about as much time as you should use on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and take the time to tape your memories, man. I said it earlier, you might want to access them later. But if you're using actual tape to record, definitely make a few copies. But yet, get all your shit digitized. Now, that's how you fucking save your memories. See? Put that shit on a little thumb drive, put that shit on a little DVD player, some shit like that, Miles. Yeah.
Well, I am glad we taped this one because this is one of those ones I want to listen to. I might want to listen to it over and over. I won't say over and over and over and over again. That might be too much. But certainly over and over.
I'm still thinking about that ladybug, man. Poor lady.
Aw. Well, she made her choices. She really did. She thought she loved that fly.
Hanging around in dumpsters and stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
Dog feces.
Okay.
Fucking fly.
I'll let you go on with that. I'm going to end the show.
Terrible.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB's
Club.
Normally, I give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their daily calendars, but today we want to thank you, the listeners, for your quotes and your continued support. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe were even inspired along the way.
I get it.
Before you go, leave us a comment, and while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And keep on leaving your favorite quotes, because as you can see, from time to time, we'll pick a few and feature them on the show. You can leave them on Apple Podcasts, and you can leave them at our social media. Hey, JB, give me your social media.
Oh, snap. JB Smoove. OHSNAP. JBSMOOVE. Oh, snap. JB Smoove.
He's great. And I'm Trained Monkey 12 on Instagram and Twitter. I'm old. I don't really understand what I'm doing. But anyway, you can reach us at those places. Leave us more quotes. We love them. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
JB Smoove. Gentleman, a.k.a. Gentleman Bug.
This has been a Team Coco production.